Yeah, he'd have choked you for real.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Let's give Jesus a hand clap of praise. Welcome to Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Jam. Amen. We're here to give God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor this night. So I hope you have your shouting shoes ready and prepared to clap those hands and prepare to give God the best praise that you know how to give Him. But before I begin, I just want to let everybody know on Tuesday at 7 p.m., join us for Kingdom Lifestyle Broadcast. On Thursday at 7 p.m., join me for Prophetic Atmosphere. Every Friday night, join us at 7 p.m. for Jesus and Me Ministries. Amen. And then Sunday morning at 8:30, join us for our live worship experience right here at Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. And if you are located anywhere in the Brevard County area, we personally send an invite out to you to join us right here at our location. You can find us at 956 North Cocoa Boulevard, Suite 1121, Cocoa, Florida. For those of you who are not in the Brevard County area, go to our website, www.ctkr.org. Go to the Contact Us page or the Media tab at the top of the page, and you'll be able to see every service that we have live. Amen. And just begin to just enjoy the word of the Lord, the praise and worship. Amen. And while you're doing that, don't forget to give. We do have a donate button located on our website. We ask that you would pray about becoming a financial supporter, prayer partner, and a vision partner with this ministry, helping us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. It is about the kingdom assignment. Amen. Glory to God. If you would like any information concerning us, or if you need someone to touch and agree with you in prayer, amen, or you just want to be a help to the ministry, again, go to the Contact Us page right at www.ctkr.org. Follow those instructions, and someone will definitely contact you at our earliest convenience. And finally, letting everybody know that we do have Facebook pages. So go to our Facebook page and like us there. You can locate us under Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, or you can find us under Women of Prophetic Destiny, also known as WOPD. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And those are the announcements. Oh, finally, just want to let everybody know we have an upcoming event January 29th through February 1st, 2015, Joshua Generations with Young Warriors Conference 2015. Young people are excited about what God is getting ready to do. Like I said before, I got my shouting shoes over in the corner. In fact, I got about two pair because I'm sure I'm about to break one heel. So I just want to make sure I still look good for the camera. But either which way, we're just going to give God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We got the minds coming. We got the praise and worship leaders coming. We got the Word of God coming. Amen. That's all you need. And we're just going to enjoy Jesus and all of His glory. Amen. Now, please grab your Bibles with me. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 61. Amen. The book of Psalms, chapter 61. And the Word of God reads such: Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the cover of my wings. Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing and the doing of his word. Psalm 61, chapters 61, verses 1 through 8. Amen. Just encouraging you on tonight. Amen, that God is hearing your cry and he will attend unto your prayer. Amen, trust and believe by faith, amen, that God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. He is concerned about you. He has you on his mind. He has you in his thoughts. The Bible says that that no one can pluck him out of his hand. So be grateful. Take charge in that. Take a comfort in that, people of God, that God has you on his mind. Amen. And that you shall abide with him forever and ever. That is the word of the Lord. We are just enjoying God. Let us pray. And then the next voice you will hear will be the praise and worship leader. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we bless and glorify and thank you for all that you have done. God, we bless your holy name in this house. We, your people, are coming tonight to praise you, to worship you. We just ask that you would begin to change this atmosphere, that you would charge this atmosphere with your presence, charge this atmosphere with your glory, charge this atmosphere with your anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, as we begin to sing praises unto you, as we begin to lift our hands up before you, God, we ask that you would just wash us and forgive us for every sin. Wash us from all iniquity, God. Cleanse us from the inside out in the mighty name of Jesus. Even now, God, we just say that we ask for forgiveness for everything that we have done, everything that has so easily beset us, God, every weight that we have decided to carry that you did not give to us, God. We just lay it aside now, and then we just give you everything. We lay it at the altar on this evening. And Father, even now, we ask that your anointing, your presence, your power, and your grace would fall and rest in this house in the name of Jesus. We invite you to live in this place, in this tabernacle. We invite the kabod, the weight of your glory, to live in this house in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we even ask now that you begin to allow the songs to be a sweet incense to your nostrils, that as we begin to sing, that you would just take us up higher in your glory, take us up higher in the spirit realm in Jesus' mighty name. Oh God, let a worship let a worship, an anointed worship, hit this house like never before. Let the prophetic begin to flow like never before in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name, God, we just give your name all praise, glory, honor. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you, God, for the paradigm shift that you are doing on the inside of each and every one of us, mind, body, soul, and spirit. We thank you, God, that you're elevating us, God, to understand your precepts, to understand truly what the kingdom of God is, to understand our purpose in the kingdom, to understand our purpose, period. In the name of Jesus, God, we will no longer look to man to clarify us, or no longer look for man to begin to recognize us, but we will lift up our hands to you and seek only after you. And whatever you say, God, we shall speak. Whatever you say, God, we shall move in that in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we bless you and we glorify you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen again.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, you're worthy to be praised, worthy of honor, worthy of glory. Hallelujah. God, we lift your name up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, this is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh,
this is the day, this
Thank you, God, for this is the day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and bless that wonderful name of Jesus. You ought to bless that wonderful name of Jesus. You ought to bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Oh, there's power in the name of Jesus. Yes, there's power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of There is healing in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify you in this place, oh God. Hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah is to our God. Every praise to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise to our God. Oh, sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every praise, every praise.
we pray.
And we pray to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every pray,
is to our God.
Oh God, God my Savior, God my healer, God my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God my Savior, God my healer, God my deliverer. Yes, He is. 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 Every praise to our God, every word of worship with one accord. Every praise, 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 every praise. Every praise, every praise, every praise, every praise is to our God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How many of you know every praise belongs to God? Hallelujah. Oh, He's God. God my Savior, God my healer, God my deliverer. Yes, He is.
Yes, He is.
Oh, God.
God my Savior,
God my healer, and my deliverer. With one accord, every praise, 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 every praise is to our God. Hallelujah. God, we honor you today. Every praise, God, belongs to you.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup. fill me up and make me whole. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify you in this place. We lift your name up, O God. You are exalted above the heaven and the earth, O God. And we bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. Oh, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known. Above all wealth and treasures of the earth. Oh, there's no way to measure what's your worth. For you were crucified, you laid behind the stone, you lived, you died, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and you thought of me above all. Hallelujah. Above all power, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdom, above all throne, above all above all wealth and treasures of the earth. Oh God, there's no way to measure what you're worth. For you were crucified, you laid behind a stone, you fall glorify you, oh God. God, we thank you for making a way for us, oh God. Oh God, we glorify you. We lift your name up, oh God. You were so grateful that you thought of us, oh God. Oh God, when I was a wretch and done, you thought about me. Oh God, when I turned my back from you, oh God, you still thought about me, oh God. And we're grateful you thought about us, oh God. In a moment of weakness, oh God, you thought about us. Oh God, and we're grateful. We adore you, oh God. We lift your name up, oh God. We glorify you, oh God. You didn't have to do it, oh God, but you did. You could have left us there alone, oh God. But you came and got us, oh God. You came and sent your son, oh God. You had another plan for us, oh God. Oh God. We're so grateful. We're so mindful of what you've done. And we're grateful. We're thankful, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we glorify you, oh God. Oh God, oh God. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We honor you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, oh, we glorify you, oh God. We honor you, oh God.
We honor you.
Your name is above all other names. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall.
You took the fall, oh God.
And part of me.
Oh God.
Above all.
Above all.
Everyone sing that with me. Like a rose trampled on the ground.
You took the fall
and thought of me.
And thought of me.
Above all.
Above all. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God.
Of all, for each and every one of us, that I am so grateful.
because he could have chose anyone else. I think the preacher said it best, that God always has a backup. And just in case, if you don't decide to go, your replacement is already waiting in the wings. Amen. And I don't want anyone to replace me. I want to make sure that when I see his face, that when I arrive there, he will say, "Thy good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord." Amen. So we pray that you received, that the presence of the Lord met you right wherever you are at this moment, that you were able to tap into the realm of the Spirit. Amen. That you were able to hear the voice of the Lord, that you were able to cry out to him and to make your sacrifice before him. And that's in your worship and your adoration and your praise unto the Lord your God. Amen. Amen. Let us put our hands together in his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Amen. As we transition right now, amen, into the remainder of the service, glory to God. As we prepare, amen, to hear the word of the Lord from our apostle, Apostle Christopher McQueen. Amen. So, just going quickly into the announcements once again, 7 p.m. every Tuesday, Kingdom Lifestyles broadcast. Every Thursday at 7 p.m., Prophetic Atmosphere. Every Friday, 7 p.m., Jesus in Me Ministries, also known as JAM. And finally, for the conclusion of the matter, Sunday morning, 8:30 a.m., live worship experience right here at Christ the King Redemptive Ministries. Amen. So, without any further ado, if we could prepare our hearts and our minds to receive, amen, our pastor, Apostle Christopher McQueen.
Come on, let's give God a praise. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a great praise. Working on bringing up the levels in the system and everything else, putting everything in order. We're giving God all his praise. We're giving God all his worship, all his honor. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tell him God is doing something great in our midst. Now clap your hands before Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We're experiencing some wonderful things. We're working on some other things. Amen.
Amen.
And you'll notice that in our transition, that there's several things that we're doing in this holiday season, especially. We're working on getting ourselves in the face of God. I don't know about you, but I don't want to leave this year and go into the next year and don't have a word from him.
Amen.
Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, we need a word.
We need a word.
Come on, say it again. We need a word.
We need a word.
Now, understand when you say, I need a word. What you're telling him is that I'm open to hear what it is that you're going to say to me. Like it or lump it, as we say. Sometimes what you hear is not what you want to hear. Amen? Sometimes the thing that you hear is going to get on your nerves, and the person who tells you is going to touch a nerve too. Amen? But if we learn how to focus on God, and I mean really focus on him, then God can work some things out in our life. Amen?
Yes.
Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So as we're working, trying to get all of this worked out and together, amen. Amen. There we go. That sounds a whole lot better already. What we want to do is we want to look at tonight where God is taking us. And I started by telling you all on Tuesday night that we are the blessing. We are the gift. Amen. Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in him, amen, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame, amen, before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Amen.
Amen.
So now, as we begin to look at that, then, we begin to see certain things. Amen. First of all, God is doing some things for us, but we have to know who we are. Just look at your neighbor and just ask him a question. Do you know who you are? Watch yourself. You ask the question, do you know who you are? But the reality is, do you really know who you are? The enemy of your soul will turn around and tell you so many lies and set up so many things within you to get you off focus on what God wants for you. Amen. Your ability to go forward in God, especially as we're talking about going to the next level, amen, into the next year, is tied to knowing who you are this year. Amen. Look at your neighbor and just reaffirming them that you can't go forward till you know where you're going forward from. Amen. There was something that I was looking at during this week. I showed Prophetess, and it basically said one thing to me. What it was is that there was an article. We get these articles from time to time, and they just say different things and cause those of us who are in leadership to go, amen. And so it is with this here. We were looking at sermon preparation, how we put things together and what we do and how we do and why we do it that way. And the article basically was one question that can ruin your sermon prep in the best way. Simply put, let me just read a little bit of this. It says, your sermon was powerful, so you thought, but you don't see the gleam of discovery in the people's eyes. You don't see a smile of insight. In fact, you don't even see a conviction come over the congregation.
Right.
What happened? It could be a number of things, but one thing I would encourage you to do is ask yourself simply, does someone really need this? We got to get away from all these messages and things that sound good, make you want to da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, that's good. But after all is said and done, how are you living after you get done? Did the word actually come down your street? Did the sermon actually touch you at the point of your need? Or was it just something that sounded churchy and good? In discovering who we are, we have to make sure that we're not eating all the fluff and none of the potatoes. Y'all heard me say that before. We need to have substance in what we're doing. Look at your neighbor and just tell them, we need substance in what we're doing. Say it again, we need substance in what we're doing.
We need substance in what we're doing.
Amen. And if we get substance in what we're doing, then just a little bit more, just slightly a little bit more. You probably can do it from the top at the gain, the little knob. Just turn it back just a little bit. The mic won't be so sensitive, but it'll still give us what we need without the feedback. Amen. That sound good to everybody?
Yes.
Amen. If it sounds good, give God a praise.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Working on y'all's timing. Amen. So now, one thing that we're doing is we're trying to, on Friday nights, we're trying to really come out and talk about Jesus and me. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. First of all, we have to be in him, just as he chose us. When we talk about Jesus and me, what we're doing is we're setting ourselves up, not for the okey-doke, amen. We're setting ourselves up to receive something from God that he's already has planned for us. Amen?
Amen.
How many of y'all understand that the blessing that you received today didn't start today? The blessing for you is not predicated upon how good you were in your yesterday. He chose us in him before the foundations of the world. That means before there was a world for you to be born on and for you to mess up on, there was already a plan for you. You see that? But look at the words before that. Who has blessed us with every blessing? You don't have to run after a blessing. You already got a blessing. Somebody get happy right there. Because you've been playing and giving, showing up and serving, and all this is trying to get a blessing, and your blessing is already given to you before the foundation of the world. Now, caveat here we have to look at is that if you are in Christ, then what belongs to you, the devil can't take from you. Y'all see it? Look at your neighbor and say, what's mine is mine. Come on, say it again. What's mine is mine. And in helping you to understand that will help you to see that you don't have to perform up. You simply have to grow up. Okay, let me say that again. You don't have to perform up. You have to grow up. All right? Now, let me show you how this works. All of y'all have seen the kids walking around in daddy shoes. You show commercials and stuff. A little boy put on his daddy's Stacy Adams or whatever they were, wingtip shoes, put on his daddy's hat, put on his daddy's jacket and walk around shuffling his feet because he couldn't lift him up with the shoe. Shoes too big. They really is daddy's shoes. Amen? He couldn't see because the hat was too big. So it's on his head, it's there. But it's not really fitting him because it's too big. It's his daddy's hat, right? Same thing with the little girls walking around in mama's high heel shoes. Y'all see, they're walking around in mama's high heel shoe, and their little foot is in the bottom part, but the heel is up here, dragging along behind them, and they shuffling, trying to walk. They got mama's pearls on, they got mama's little hat on, and everything else, and everything is too big. That's how we look sometimes, spiritually. We put on the stuff, but we put it on to perform the function of those who are actually grown up. That's a little deep, isn't it? Because we're trying to act spiritually grown, but we don't want to actually grow. The hardest thing for a pastor or a leader is to lead people and try to get them to a place where they see that I have not matured to the level or fulfilled the potential that I could have to a certain point. Because what happens is the more that you make excuse, the more that you step back, the more that you fail to operate at the level, what you do is you put on the shoes, you put on the hat, you put on the other accoutrements, if you will, to make you look a certain way. But guess what? You're not matured into it. It doesn't fit you. That means that your hallelujah might sound like your leaders, but you have to get a hallelujah yourself that will stir the atmosphere when you say it. Everybody say it. Hallelujah! You see that? See, most of the time we're focused on other things, doing other things. So when it comes time for us to actualize those things, we have to perform the thing. Y'all see it? Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Look at your neighbor and say, I have to dwell at a higher level. Before we get out of here this year, we're going to have to learn how to move from where we have been this year. Amen? Don't let next year find you doing the same thing at the same level next year that you've been doing this year at this level. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Make sure that as you are growing and as you are maturing and as you are going on to the next level, that your praise, your worship, your dedication to God is going to that level too. Some of you need to cut some things off and leave it in 2014. Relationships you shouldn't be having, distractions that shouldn't have your attention, things that have your focus that shouldn't have your focus. You need to leave it in 2014, because when we get to 2015, things are about to happen, things are about to go like this, and you don't have time to then get yourself together. Okay, what we doing? What happened? Say what? You'll be left behind. I don't know about you, but I didn't come all this way and go through all of this to be left behind. Huh? Y'all better ask somebody. Moses served with the people until they crossed over Jordan. Amen? But he could not cross over himself.
Right.
And some people are going to be left behind watching others go on to the promise. Look at your neighbor and say, I refuse to be left. Don't say it if you don't refuse. If you're just saying it because I'm saying it, then hold your tongue. But if you really mean that, say, I refuse to be left. I said this before. It comes with a requirement. And last night, Prophetess and I went up to support another ministerial couple that we know, and something that they said that we've been saying, and that is we got to get back to holiness. Do you know that in the church, holiness doesn't mean holy anymore? Do you understand that there are so many things that have come in to convolute the definition of holy that it doesn't even have a form or shape anymore? Anything can call itself Christian, and we just, okay, they say. Back in the day, we used to make sure that if you said it, you lived a life. I could come over your house, I could come by you, we could pass on the street, and something about Jesus in you should quicken Jesus in me. Walking down, I still remember, I'm going to go way back, going into A&P or Farmer Jack's, those of you down here don't know those supermarkets, those were up north where we was, but we would walk in and mama would see somebody, one of the saints, and they would walk past and say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hey, hallelujah, woo, God is good, isn't he? Yeah, you know, girl, I got to tell somebody, I was just going on my way, and I asked God before I left home, I said, Lord,
blah, 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 blah. And before I got out my car, as soon as I got over there, somebody sprung up saying, God bless you. The Lord told me to do this for you, bless you with this. And I was like, Lord, this is exactly what I'm so grateful. My mother would say, woo, I'm so grateful too. The Bible says rejoice with them that rejoice. You know, we don't want nobody to know we saved anymore. Show up today and go up to somebody and say, God bless you. And they'll be like, how you doing? We ain't always got to be deep. The problem is that we ain't got to always be deep. Some people ain't deep at all. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. In other words, we're not supposed to be conforming to the worldly standard. We're supposed to have a standard of kingdom godliness. We're supposed to be holy, but we can't be holy because we don't know who we are. We allow the world to dictate to us what our identity should be and how we should look. So now if he chose us in him, he chose us with a responsibility that we should be holy. Look at your neighbor and say, are you holy?
Are you holy?
Ask him again, are you holy? Now, holy is not a denomination.
Right.
Holy is a way of life. Holy is separate unto God. Holiness and sanctification, we used to talk about the sanctified church because they knew that they were separate and they lived a separate type of life. We don't live that now. We got holy up on our church names and everything from way back in the day. You know, and people don't even say sanctified anymore. They just say, you know, I'm living the best I can. The Lord understands my heart. The Lord understands your heart so much that he sent his son to die for your sins. Apply the blood to your sinful life and be holy. Look at your neighbor and say, we got to
be holy.
We don't preach this way anymore. If they talk about holy, they're normally in holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. But guess what? They're not really trying to live holy, holy, holy. They come past it. It is a drop word. It is a catchphrase. But it's not a lifestyle. And we got to get back to this lifestyle. He chose us that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, let me show you something. One of the things is that we have learned how to zone out when it comes down to God. We've learned how to focus on any and every other thing. I was talking to prophets before. We have gotten into Facebook and other social medias and things and have gone through and started learning how to do this. What are you doing? Oh, I'm looking up a scripture. Liar. What are you doing? I'm taking a note. Liar. We know because when you post or like something, it comes up with how long ago you liked it. How you going to be sitting in church and liking stuff on Facebook? Talking about, I was saying, God, I was trying to see hallelujah. You was in the presence of your Lord. You were right. You was in the presence of your Lord. Facebook becomes your God. They're not just not going into all of your things and looking at all your context and all the rest of that. They actually govern and rule your life. Well, maybe Facebook ain't yours. Twitter, okay? So you got to get a tweet and send a tweet. We come to church and open up our app so we can send things that the pastor is saying. Preacher says something we like. We got to make sure everybody know that we just heard something that was deep. Put your phone down. Put your communication device down and listen and get into the face of God so that when you walk out this door, that distraction won't take you straight to hell. You miss God and the revelation of his word trying to tweet. When has a tweet saved your life? What tweet died for your sins? What Facebook status, huh, delivered you from? from your sinful nature. How can you go on and live your life for tomorrow and the day after that? What enlightenment, what development, what maturity do you get when you sitting there trying? Emoticon, smiley face. For you. I think the better question is, what has it done to you? Everybody just say, Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
In holiness and sanctification, the world needs something that captures its attention and holds it. And if it holds it, what it does is it takes away your ability to focus on the things of God. It puts up spiritual blinders so you can't see peripherally what's coming at you. Well, don't you have a Facebook for the church? Yes, we do. And we post to it and then we shut it down and do service. Amen? See, certain things are not bad for us in their place and time. Look at your neighbor and say, now is not the time.
Now is not the time.
This is not the place. We've lost our ability to live holy because we lost our ability to pay attention in the household of faith. Am I telling the truth, somebody?
Yeah.
Am I really? Did I just hit it? So God's sending word that is going to deliver us and elevate us and educate us. And we miss it because, what do you say? If somebody sent me a tweet with this little cat, he wasn't even playing piano. I don't know why I was cute. What did you just miss spiritually? Better than that, explain to me how that's going to help you live holy. We can't get out of this year going into next year at a higher level, carrying on bad behavior. Y'all heard me say it before. No excuse for bad behavior. Say it with me. No excuse for bad behavior. Now, look at all of this, because we're just dealing with a couple of scriptures here. But when we look at this, we see that all of this was set up in God before the foundation of the world. What God is asking you to do is not hard. It's not difficult. It's not something that is going to cause you to have to go out of your way. All you have to do is follow the plan. My sons and daughters, listen to what I'm telling you. Our job, prophetess and I, our job as spiritual parents and leaders is to lead you into a better quality of life. Isn't that right? And if we lead you into a better quality of life, you have to ask yourself, what is the tool or the vehicle that we use to lead you there? Thank you. Say it loud.
The word.
Say it loud.
The word.
Everybody say it.
The word.
Okay. If we're learning from this word how to live the life, people have, I had a conversation earlier, a man who said it. I wanted to just remind him of some simple things. He said something, and he said, I've been saved for years. I was a pastor for 30-some-odd years, almost 40 years, and after this point in time, I won't need another pastor because I don't need nobody to run behind me. I said, brother, I hope I never get to that place. Because I'm not here for somebody to run behind me. And I ain't running behind nobody. My job is to preach the gospel, to lead. Amen? That's what it's here for. And if I do what I'm supposed to do, then we should see you growing because you know exactly how God wants you to live. Our job is to show you the quality of life by living a holy life before you. Well, I can't do that. I don't know how they do it. Well, look at your leaders. Did they turn the other cheek? If the answer is yes, then turn yours. Are they fasting? Are they praying? If you look at them and they are, you fast. You pray. Paul said it like this. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. Our job is to lead you into the ways of Christ. Y'all see that?
Yeah.
So I can't be doing crazy and then expect you to do right. I got to live right. But then when I write, flip that thing, I'm expecting you to do the same. Amen?
Amen.
If I got to get in this word, I'm expecting you to get in this word too. If I got to live this life, I'm expecting you to live this life. Amen?
Amen?
Look at your neighbor and say, we can do this,
we can do this.
By the grace of God. Let's go over here real quick. Romans 10th chapter. Ten fourteen. I realize, prophetess, that the problem that a lot of people are having is that they have an ideal of God, but they don't really know him. They come to church because morally it feels it's a relief or a relief to go to church, but they're really not in love with God. Because if they were really in love with God, then they will pursue him instead of pursuing their bae or the boo. They will pursue him. Listen to this. You get paid, if you're working a good job, $16, $17 an hour or higher. Okay? Now, you're getting paid $16, $17 an hour, and you will miss church to get overtime. So God was only worth to you $16 or $17. Let's double that. $32, $34. You miss God for $30.
Wow.
But when you get in trouble, you need him on the spot. You want him focused and dedicated on you. I'm your child, but are you really? I'm talking about holiness here. I'm talking about a lifestyle here. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Because we got to stop performing and grow into this. Grow up. What does it say here? Romans 10 and 14. It says, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? The reason why you have trouble calling on him is because you really don't believe in him. You believe in your friends. You believe in your confidants around you. Some people don't even pray to God. You pray before a meal. You pray before you go to bed. You pray after something happened. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, you pray before that big test coming. But after that, you forget that you even connected to him until your responsibility come up again. And then you back in God's face. Oh, we're here for you. He said, I ain't seen you all week. Where's your daily devotion? When is the time that you spend trying to figure out the hidden things of God, listening in the spirit, waiting on him to speak to you? Why are you taking that time? And if not, what have you been doing all week? Your focus is what you really believe in. Say it with me. My focus is what I really believe in. Listen, the thing is that my focus is what I really believe in. When Prophetess and I were dating and everything, and we were engaged and everything, I would get off the phone with her at night. She's the last voice I heard. She's also the first voice I heard in the morning. Am I right? Yeah, I'll call you in the morning when I get up. Okay. I'll be up about what time? Okay, about time I get up. I'll give you a call before I get moving. get up in the morning, hey, what's up? Yeah, just getting up. Hey, at night, hey, yeah, you know, I get up in the morning. Yeah, I'm going to sleep too. Yeah, I'm so tired. All right, I'll talk to you in the morning. What time are you getting up? I'll give you a call about that. If we were dedicated like that to talking to God, well, where would your relationship really be right now? See, I read this here. Does someone really need this? Because if the word isn't touching us, if it's not challenging us where we are, then we're just going through the motions. And I can't help you believe if I'm not living in life. I talk about me and prophetess in that because I want to show you a natural correlation to what your spiritual dedication should be. Amen? How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? Conversation we had. Not that I'm telling people the wrong thing. I just don't tell people nothing. Well, then that means that they don't have anything to believe in. You see it? Your job as an ambassador, as an heir of Christ, amen, as a child of God, is to disseminate the gospel in your living, in your word example, and in your testimony. Amen? So people looking at you should see, first of all, there's something different about you. If they speak to you, they should hear something in the tone of your voice and in the way that you articulate the grace of God. When people say, but I know where you come from, then they should hear from your testimony that it was not a book that I read that helped me out, but it was the blood of Jesus that washed me so I could see my error. And when I saw that, then I could correct my path. Talked to someone the other day, and they was telling me about all these wonderful books. And I believe the books are good on relationship, but some of the stuff that I was hearing from them concerning what they read in the book, I know from experience being married 21 years, it's not realistic. Looks good in the book. It's not realistic in application. Amen? Yeah. And so it is when we begin to play around with stuff that sounds like church. People who sound religious but not really connected to vision. Huh? They really don't know Christ. So when I say connected to vision, I'm talking about someone who can articulate to you right now what God plans for their life. How many of you really know what God plans for your life? Yeah, I know a couple of people ain't going to put up their hands because you're still trying to figure it out. Let me share it with you and tell me if I get this right, prophetess. The thing that God wants you to do in your life is probably the thing that you dread the most right now. Am I right? Did not want to be a preacher. Just wanted to be a musician. That's not what he allowed me to do. I can still play, but I better preach. This is the part I didn't want. And most of you know what God called you to do. He's giving you dreams. He's giving you vision. He spoke to you, but you're trying to, woo, let me see if I can push it back just a little bit longer. Look at your neighbor and say, that's just disobedience. Now, the wages of sin is death. The gift to God is eternal life. Disobedience is as the sin of
witchcraft.
So if you're being disobedient, then you're a witch or a warlock. That's a little tough, isn't it? Well, I just need more time. Jesus. Listen, stop saying Jesus as if he's going to change his mind. And just get on with the get on, amen? Because what happens is we can't do this by ourselves. If he don't touch me, if he don't open up my understanding, if he don't speak a word to me, I don't have nothing to minister. I can't move according to my own precepts. I have to move after his. That means that if the anointing is not over my life, I'm going to fail. Now, let's go back to something that I said earlier in the year. Let me remind you of this. Say it with me. I am anointed to succeed. Say it again. again, I am anointed to succeed. So if God calls you to speak a word, why are you afraid to speak it? If God called you to stand up and worship before him, and you have to understand the angels, thank you, Holy Spirit. Do you understand the responsibility? No. Do you understand what God is doing when he gives you the responsibility to worship before him? First of all, the angels worship God. Where do the angels stand when they worship him? Say it loud.
Around the throne.
What you say? At his feet, around his throne. Let me give it to you like this. He commands worship, or he demands worship. Huh? And they come and worship him around his throne. But greater than that, in his presence. Your invitation to worship. God help us. It's an invitation to get in his presence. Do y'all see that? Oh, I just woo, Lord Jesus. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Oh, look, drop all that. God just invited you into his atmosphere. I wish I could run right now. Y'all have to understand that the things that God is asking us to do is pulling us closer to him. This is not you take two steps and he'll take one, or you take one step, he'll take two. This is an open invitation to get in my presence so I can suck with you, so I can have relationship with you, so I can know you and you can know me. It is an invitation. And we'll stand and say, Lord, we want more of you. We want, and then we'll be disobedient. God asked us to come and do it, and we'll give him excuse after excuse. How long do you think it'll be before he rescinds the invitation? One of the worst things you'll ever do is watch somebody else go into an atmosphere and a dimension where you wanted to go but couldn't go. And the reason why you couldn't go there is because you would not go, not because you could not go. I said it before, can't and couldn't means that I don't have the ability, I don't have the resource, I don't have the skill set, I don't have the, I don't have a resource or anything that will allow me to do it. I am unable to do it based on limitations. Can't. Won't is I will not. My will won't come under subjection to do it. It is a choice. So when we refuse to do, it is not a can't do it. It's a won't do it. Your will has to become subject to his will. Worship is an invitation to get into his presence. And when you come in, he is already prepared for your, Jesus, your arrival. He's prepared. He's waiting on you. You're not showing up to an empty place and say, okay, what are we going to do here? No, he's already laid it out for you. He already has the water brand with the milk in it, with the rose petals in it. He's already laid them on. The candles are already set. The music is playing. He's waiting on you. He knows that it's chilled already. Chocolate covered strawberries with the little, everything is there. He's set. The temperature is right. He's waiting on you, and the invitation goes out. My question to you is, will you answer his invitation? Or will you tell him that you won't make it? Somebody lift up your hands and say, Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? I know that that sounds good, Apostle, but I just don't believe that he will call me into his presence. You were created to worship him. Your existence is for praise. Your praise and your worship gives glory to God. The blessings that are released upon you show the world that he cares for his own. He's trying to get you in his presence so he can bless you, so that the world can talk about you being blessed, so that he can get the glory out of your life. How come we have trouble getting into his presence? Maybe it's because we're so focused on what's happening right here that we don't understand that this has a higher meaning. There's a higher purpose to what's going on. So we don't put stock in the fact that we are worshiping. See, to worship God. We're waiting on, you know, somebody so that we can do the next. And we just here for it. And it's not a yeah, yeah. Okay, all that is good. Did you touch his heart yet? Or are you just trying to get your heart rate up? Because the doctor said it would be good. I just figured I'd do it during praise and worship. When do we get to the place where we start singing, fill my cup, Lord? I lift it up, Lord. Come and fill. Okay. When do we get back to really singing? Yes, yes, yes. Until the atmosphere changes. We've lost the ability to worship. Before we get out of this year, saints, we need to recapture that. Amen? I don't care if we sing another fast song. I don't care if we run around or anything else. Doesn't matter to me. As long as we can worship the Lord, as long as we can get in his face, as long as we can start talking to him and hearing his voice and hearing what the Lord is saying to us, I'll be okay. Amen? I'll be all right as long as I can get into the presence of the Lord. I want to get to the place where I hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant, even before I leave this earth, I'm ready to hear him tell me that I've done well. How many of you want that? How many of you really want that? It sounds good, but until you are ready to really dedicate to that, you're going to miss some things. God wants us to get to a place where we are so focused on him that we stop trusting and listening to the world, focusing on the world, focusing on those things. He wants us to get to that place. Look at your neighbor and say, I need to get there. How many of you are really? Maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sin. Maybe you say, Lord, I want to know you like apostles talking. I want to really know you. I'm not satisfied with what I've seen and what I've heard before. I want to know you for myself. Thank you. The preacher has spoken a word. I can believe in that. But now I need to know you for myself. Lift up your hands and just repeat this prayer with me. Father, forgive me of my sin. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father, for salvation in the name of Jesus. Lord, if they prayed that prayer, I pray that you lead them to a Bible-believing, a Bible-teaching ministry where they can go on and do the work you called them to do. Mature them, develop them in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who are sick and shut in. I pray for those who need a touch in their body, those who need resources, a miracle, Lord, a sign, a wonder to be performed in their life. Loose your angels now, Lord. Release them, Lord, to go and do the work so that you'll get the glory out of their lives in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, add to us, Lord, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I call to them now in the spirit. Send them in the name of Jesus, the souls that will come, those that will come, Lord, to Christ the King Redemptive Ministry to be developed, to be matured, to be saved. Lord, help us now, Lord, as we go forward doing your work. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Listen, go to our website, www.ctkr.org. There you'll learn more about us. I pray that you become a vision partner with us. Help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen, along with my wife, Prophetess Crystal McQueen, reminding you that it's God's will for you to live the kingdom lifestyle. We'll see you on Sunday morning at 8:30 for the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Worship Experience. The next Tuesday at 7 p.m. for prophetic for Kingdom Lifestyle, and next Thursday for Prophetic Atmosphere. Amen. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. We love you, and we look forward to ministering to you again.